You're listening to The World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. The Hold Steady have always excelled at painting pictures of everyday people fighting through this thing we call life. One of lead singer Craig Finn's favorite terms to describe the songwriting process of the band is to write about the high and the hangover. On their latest album, Open Door Policy, it's less about the high and more about the hangover. Written in 2019, Finn felt the strain of an already fractured America, penning characters and stories that revolved around power and mental health. With the band back in full swing, Franz Nicolay rejoined just a few years back, Finn refers to the group as the Hold Steady 3.0. And it shows on their most cohesive and sonically big album in the last decade. We talk with Finn and Nicolay about the year that was 2019, finding the right amount of details to put into a song, and the band shares live performances from the stage of Brooklyn Bowl. We start with a live performance of the song that opens Open Door Policy. Here's the Hold Steady with the Feelers here on World Cafe.
There was an early morning meetup, the mansion on the mountain. The maestro still had glitter on his face. They led us to the office, and once my eyes adjusted, I took a little look around the place. On the mantel was a portrait, his father in the fortune. He'd amassed by being ruthless but polite. In the bottle was a model, a specific British clipper ship. On his desk there was a pistol and a pipe. The sunrise wasn't perfect, but it was close enough to count. Vibrations were impatient, said he's sick of running out. But first we set the prices, and then we talk about amounts. Drifters wearing angel wings. Heart distorted hymns they sing. So sad the night is over. Shepherds started spinning out. The cowboys trying to dismount. St. Francis with the pigeons on his shoulder. Kinda sorta hoping I could ask about this girl I met last night. She had the aura of an angel. She had a couple problems. I guess the big one is she's someone else's wife. She didn't bring it up with any sort of plan in place. She said she was just putting out the feelers. When she asked if she could choke you underneath the blacklight poster, with a spaceman saying, "Take me to your dealer." The scene it only moves at a few different speeds. Forge and gather, attack and retreat. First we're gonna finish up our business, then we'll finally get some sleep. And all the things you never really noticed before turn out that they didn't even matter. Someone hits a switch in the kitchen, all the insects just scatter. Broken birds all headed south, the pirates in the party mouth. The corner boys all calling out. So sad the war is finished. Each daybreak there's a new parade, from uptown to the old arcade. Along the way we lost the way. There's burners in the kitchen. We've been saying late a lot. Some mansion on the mountaintop. Do you think about the thing the maestro mentioned? How tomorrow's pretty much today. I don't predict a major change. Seems like you and me have got momentum. Seems like now we're in this pretty deep. We should get set up before we sleep. Seems like now we're in this pretty deep. We should get set up before we sleep.
That is The Hold Steady from the stage of Brooklyn Bowl in New York with the performance of The Feelers recorded live for the World Cafe. You can find the song on the band's eighth and new studio album, Open Door Policy. Joining me from the band is Franz Nicolay and Craig Finn. My name's Kaleo on the World Cafe. Gentlemen, so good to have you back. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Yeah. It was so excellent to see the band, hear the band playing live in a concert hall. Franz is on keys, Craig's belting them out. It's a beautiful number to open the album, The Feelers. But it's been a year since the U.S. entered the pandemic. And this record, I think it's interesting. It was written in 2019, and you said it was a dark year. And looking back, it could be worse. But it's interesting because it's you have an album that's a mile marker for a time and a place that people might have forgotten about, that might have been overshadowed. So just to sort of start us off, what were you thinking about when you were writing Open Door Policy, Craig?
Well, in 2019, as you said, it felt like a heavy year at the time. They all feel like heavy years these days, or they have for a while. So, you know, I was thinking about living in a divided political country, income inequality, you know, sort of late stage capitalism that's connected to the income inequality, you know, and then connected to all that is mental health. So these things were all in my mind. And sometimes you just write and you end up being like, wow, I keep writing about this one thing. It must be what I'm thinking of. And so we wrote this record, and then 2020 came along, and it sort of felt like these themes that we had a whole record about, blossomed even further. So the record became even more pertinent.
Franz, how about you? Did 2019 affect what you were thinking about when you were writing for the band, musically speaking?
I think a lot of this stuff, the music that ended up on this record, a bunch of it was written when I was living in Kiev, actually.
Okay.
And I was thinking about that. It was sort of funny because especially a song like The Feelers that has these big dramatic piano parts, I didn't actually have access to a piano. I had like a little MIDI controller that was about an octave and a half. So that's a kind of funny side result to be like recording half of the piano part on one half of the thing and half on the other, which doesn't speak to the question about the political situation. But.
No, it's okay. It's always just fascinating to sort of see where ideas bubble up. And I'm, you know, living in Kiev probably presents something you wouldn't have written necessarily if you were, say, in the Bay Area. We're here on the World Cafe. We're talking to The Hold Steady. The new album is called Open Door Policy. Craig, you talk about writing characters a little bit differently, coming from the perspective of someone in their late 40s rather than their early 30s. And of course, that ties in with getting older, knowing older people. But I can sense there's a real appeal to it for you. What has been sort of rewarding and refreshing writing about this new collection of people that you've breathed into life with your lyrics?
Yeah, you know, I think like there's always a gaze backwards, and it's 10 or 15 years, say. So, you know, when we started this band, I was in my early to mid 30s, and I was looking back, there were a lot of characters in, you know, maybe their early 20s, and a lot more people with, partying, but also, you know, kind of with the wind in their hair and a convertible with the top down, that kind of, you know, people living recklessly. And for the moment, where I think that now the characters tend to be a little older, and I guess I'm more interested in people who are stuck in some way. be that spiritually, emotionally, financially, whatever. And, you know, I think that's probably because I know more people like that. But there's a complexity to it, too. You know, I mean, there's you only have so much space in a 3 or 4 minute song, but you start to think about careers and children and all that. And it's a much more complex thing than fun. And her daddy took the T-word away, you know.
I don't think the earlier Hold Steady songs necessarily were that.
Yeah, the T-Bird was acquired through other means, etc.
Right. Dialing into the next song that we're going to play, Family Farm, you know, you sprinkle in very specific details, which is a hallmark. But one thing I sort of, as listening back to a lot of the Hold Steady records, it's like if there are too many details, it becomes almost the newspaper story, but there's always a balance that you seem to have of not getting lost sort of in the minutia. Like, but you know, on this song, St. Catherine's, call outs to the Talking Heads and the Rolling Stones. How do you sort of pick the details that you drop into the song and find balance?
There seems to be like, you almost have to find the symmetry, or so I almost sometimes envision it as a Jenga game, you know, you're putting things in and pulling them out. And, you know, you're right. There, like, I think too many details, it becomes like, you know, R. Kelly trapped in the closet, like, you know, like you're describing everything about it. And, but you know, I think a short story, which a song resembles a short story, literary more than anything, is, you know, I mean, you might like, you know, you might describe the character's jacket incredibly and then not let the reader know why he entered the room. And so, you know, the creating tension with details, with what you put in and what you leave out, I think is part of the game and part of the fun, and but also, you know, part of the challenge.
There's also an aspect of our arrangement process as a band. I know that, you know, the rest of us are often trying to shave down and cut pieces off of the music here and there, and Craig has these pages and pages of lyrics, and sometimes we have to stop and be like, hey, you know, is it gonna ruin your story if we cut out 8 bars here? And he's usually quite generous about being like, no, I can leave some stuff out, and maybe that's just a good way of eliminating some of those details.
Yeah, there's the necessity of editing one way or another, something forces your hand.
Yeah. Right. Your editor's like, okay, it's got to be 1,500 words. And it's like, well, I guess the good stuff's got to go.
Harsh editing, Franz, but I fair.
I think you're right. And I cannot remember the last time we like kind of did a demo of a Hold Steady song and said, that's too short. Like, usually it's like, uh-oh. And, you know, not terribly, but, you know, I think we usually start out around 5 minutes and start to make some cuts.
Harsh, but fair, understandable. We are talking to the Hold Steady. This is the World Cafe. Because they're never going to love you that one specific way. Can you tell us about the person at the heart of Family Farm?
Well, I think that there was this that idea of someone who's just like super high maintenance is the idea, like it's not enough to be loved, but you know, they want to be loved this one very specific way that only one other person maybe can do, or they've only found one other person that can do. So it's like, I think he's sort of warning her, you know, like you can go, but no one's going to be able to put up with all of it, you know. And yeah. Someone else asked me if there was one specific way that I needed to be loved, and I said with a lot of independence and a lot of freedom.
That's a good follow up from the Brooklyn Bowl in New York. It's the Hold Steady. It's Family Farm here on World Cafe.
You know, they took away my headphones. Sure, they let you keep your handset, but the courtyard is a dead zone. And the nurse that they assigned me had eruption as a ringtone. blasting out the built-in speakers like it's bug spray, buzzing like a hornet halfway blown. If you're still in Pennsylvania, I'd advise you not to leave. Fed some nickels from the fountain, make your friends and fall asleep. Let your sins be of omission. Wish you wouldn't engage with all these creeps, 'cause they're never gonna love you that one specific way that you want them all to love you. Scheduling and a willingness to trade your medication. Obsessive and controlling and coming up on total suffocation. She came into the cantina singing, "This must be his place. Faithful as its limits, I just want to see his face." Before she took her shot, said a little grace, said, "Lord, grant me the power to stop these hands from shaking. Been falling in the fountain since a week or so before. Been rattled by the accident, my shoulders were still sore. I almost rolled my eyes when they asked me how to score. But sometimes it feels sweet to be the teacher." But they were calling through the carpet, I could not resist her charm. Walking through the fortress, the call of the family farm. Out along the towers, there were guards with heavy arms. Yes, there was some tension with the neighbors. Drinking on the runway strip, tripping on the runway, laughing at the jets as we watched them fly away. She says, "You get what you get. If you push too far ahead, we'll put us in these places for a reason." Resonation masquerading as wisdom. Click on the night, it's jangling the keys of the kingdom. Resting in the lobby at the hotel on the highway. Not sure you even want to be rescued. Now you're never gonna love you that one specific way that you want them all to love you. And you want them all to love you.
Recorded live for the World Cafe from the stage of Brooklyn Bowl, recorded in March for the World Cafe. Craig Finn and Franz Nicolay are here. We're talking about the Hold Steady's latest album, Open Door Policy. You worked with Josh Kaufman, producer Josh Kaufman again, who produced the last record, Thrashing Through the Passion, as well as worked with Craig on solo records. Is he your guy now?
he is our guy. You know, Josh has been really good for me. And it's funny because I think about Open Door Policy is a fairly heavy record. You know, it's not always a good time record, but his sessions are always fun. And, you know, so I think we've all really enjoyed recording with him. And something happens when you're having fun, even if you're making, you know, somber or heavy music. Things turn out better, and the way he runs sessions just are always enjoyable. And he's become a great friend and a great collaborator.
Can you give me an example of like how he sets the stage for it to be fun? I know that sounds kind of silly, like how do you plan for fun, but in terms of like what you expect when you get in and you start working with him?
Well, I'll tell you this, that the first time I made a record with him, we loaded in and we got to the studio, and the first thing he did was put on a pot of soup. And I was like, what are you, you know, usually you start moving microphones around. And I was like, oh, you know what? We're going to really enjoy that after we do like a few hours of recording and it's going to be ready. And it was winter and it was nice. It was homey and it made everyone feel good.
Yeah.
I remember him doing that on one of the Thrashing Through the Passion sessions, too. I wonder if that's one of his tricks.
Yeah.
If he just likes soup.
Yeah, I think both.
It's not the secret sauce. It's the secret soup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. And you guys recorded this record, the Clubhouse, New York, and as you mentioned, Craig, there, you know, there's six people in the band, and you've not to mention the other musicians who are playing horns and backing vocalists. You know, it definitely feels like it's a real Hold Steady party. Can you talk a little bit about, like, say, how you find that space and how Josh helped find that space for everyone to kind of have their part and it makes sense?
Franz, this is probably a good question for you.
I mean, there are producers who are musicians and there are producers who are like vibesmen. And Josh, being a musician who's pretty attuned to what individual musicians care about with their instrument, I think is important. Mm-hmm. Like, he can talk to the drummer and know what drummers care about sound wise and parts wise and bass players and guitarists and all that. And has a sense for, I think, how all those parts are going to fit together and have space for each other. I think so. His musicianship, I guess, maybe plays into that.
Yeah. We're talking to the Hold Steady here on World Cafe. Open Door Policy is the name of the new album. I have one last question on sort of the musicality, and I know it's a perpetual chicken and the egg question with lyrics and music and making them fit. Franz, are you responding to lyrics that Craig has written, or is it a mix of making music for it, Craig hearing music, writing lyrics for it?
We're almost always doing music first, especially these days. We're presenting Craig with a folder full of music that each of us come up with, and he sort of goes through it and picks out the things that he vibes with.
Interesting. So when you hear lyric treatments over the music, are there moments when you're like, musically, I wish I could change something so that it makes more sense with this particular lyric or this particular chorus? Is there any sort of editing after the fact?
Well, that's the sort of thing we can do in the rehearsal room when we're working out arrangements before we go in the studio. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's some of that, of course.
I mean, there is that part of the process. There's like the technology and sharing files and all that. But it very much requires this sort of second part with us all in the same room and saying, because that's more efficient, too. You can say, wait, no, stop. Let's only do that twice. Let's try it where we just do that twice instead of four times, et cetera. And that is when, you know, when that way you're saying is like, okay, well, maybe that line's pretty good. Maybe we stop and I say that, you know, just to give it more exposure, et cetera. So those are the kind of things that we can do in the room. But it really helps that everyone's kind of up to speed through the sharing of files and whatnot.
Yeah. And it's still got to go through the Hold Steady filter, right? Like, we can do the most detailed demos that we want, but that's still going to sound like, you know, what I would sound like if I played drums, bass, guitar, or what Tad would sound like if he played drums, bass, guitar, and it's got to sound like what it sounds like with all six of us playing, and that's not going to happen without being in the room together.
Got it. You're listening to the World Cafe. Franz and Craig from the band are here. We're talking about their new record, Open Door Policy. Up next, Lanyards. I remember a line that Jon Stewart did in a comedy special. He said, you know, people are going out to California. There are a million super talented people who are going to bleed, sweat, and tears their way, and they're going to make it big. And seven people do. And I was thinking about that because, you know, I think they're a group of people who will really empathize with Lanyards. What interested you in tackling that sort of theme of going out, making it big?
Well, it's very American, right? I mean, it's our westernmost, you know, it's the final frontiers, the Pacific. So I was thinking a lot about this sort of, you know, lanyards and laminates and access and, you know, you know, the wristband, the color wristband. When you go to a festival, you get in that kind of like wristband hell, you know? It's like, do I have a green one? No, I've only got a red one, so I can't get over there, but I can go over here, you know? And I was kind of riffing on that and thinking about like people, you know, trying to move to the, as they always have, you know, Day of the Locust and whatnot, towards the fire, to be closer to the flame. And, you know, the story was that the guy just didn't make it that long. And I like the idea because the song ends with him back where he's from, which is in the Midwest. But he's not totally done with the idea. Like he's plotting his return, you know, it's like a general. He's a general who's had to retreat and he's like, you know, I will ride again.
I thought about the idea in the broader context, and I know probably this wasn't where the song came from and where it started, but sort of the broader context of the band itself, the Hold Steady. Like, did you guys ever feel like you were chasing the fire of having to be a New York, like the New York band or an LA band, and, you know, having that experience of being at Coachella waiting for your own lanyard or laminate?
Well, certainly we've had like, you know, wristband and laminate confusion. That's part of being in a band in this modern age. But, you know, I think in the bigger sense, I think that the Hold Steady's been sort of lucky, and maybe by design, is that we came out in a time when New York was very hot, and we were looked and sounded like nothing like the bands that were hot. Right. And also because a lot of us have Midwestern roots, we've almost been able to claim two towns of New York and Minneapolis, which is not, you know, sort of from a business or however you want to say it, not a bad thing to do, you know, not a bad thing to have two different home bases that will show up for you.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a performance of Lanyards recorded live from Brooklyn Bowl in New York. It's the Hold Steady here on the World Cafe.
When you're stuck out in the middle, you just figure that there's something you're missing. But it turns out that California's just tripping and disinterested kissing. Back in my hometown, there was nothing but the hum of the locusts. And the rest of my life to get used to being washed out of showbiz. I was down around the docks, but I never saw anyone surfing. From a distance, it looked pretty much perfect, but it's different in person. The doctor said he only wants to help me make more healthy decisions. Went out around the 4th of July, and I was back by Thanksgiving. Danced around the subject, swam in the Pacific like the westernmost American. Lanyards in the laminates, everybody's trying to get the right kind of wristband. Banging on the door again, she just wasn't answering. She was just a struggling man. Someone called an ambulance, straightened out her necklace, so we sped to Good Samaritan. Girl from the Genesee Cleaners wasn't from there either. Stuck into the seats downtown at some second shot theater. She took me home to her place in a camper van behind some old warehouse. And said she couldn't come down and crash until we listened to Wipeout. Character's cool, she's just dialing in her motivation. We're in the new things, but she won't go to a second location. She's never gone deep, but she might make an exception for Shark Week. And when they kicked in the doors, they said that's way too much blood for a nosebleed. Hospital security, everybody wants to see the right cover wristband. Thought she had a meeting, I thought they were mistaken, but depression isn't yet planned. Seems stuck in my head of her spread out on the bed like she's showing off her wingspan. Fed in heavy traffic, drowned in the Pacific, went back to the heartland. Doctor said he only wants to help me make more healthy decisions. Went out around the 4th of July and I was back by Thanksgiving. Saw a few stars, but I never made it into a movie. still trying to make moves, but I'm back in Independence, Missouri.
That is Lanyards. It's The Hold Steady, recorded live for the World Cafe. The new album is Open Door Policy. I am Kaleo, hanging out with Craig and Franz from the band. As I mentioned up top, it was a joy to see a show from a stage of a venue. And unlike previous live stream shows that you've done during the pandemic, where there have been video boards showing the virtual audience members, you know, reacting to try and approximate, you know, what is a real show, this was almost like a TV taping. I imagine it would be surreal. Starting with you, Franz, what was that experience like?
I mean, it was great to just, when we did it for the first time in December, just to be in a room with people, with, you know, people setting up the stage, you know, hearing the sound, checking the microphones, just like among professionals who haven't been able to do the thing they're good at, doing the thing that they're good at was really moving.
Yeah. You, Craig?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there is a trick in your mind you have to do when you're playing to an empty room and say, like, you know, this is, you owe it to the people out there to kind of play it as you would play it. But as Franz said, to me, you know, the kick drum is just a beautiful thing. And I didn't know how much I missed that. You really feel it in your chest, and it's something that you just don't get at home.
Yeah. What do you envision? What do you, if you close your eyes and think about the first show back, what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping I keep it together. Like, I think it's going to be extremely emotional, and I hope that I am able to perform as well as I know, you know, that I can, because I think it will be a very emotional evening, and whenever it comes back, and to be able to see all the people, and that's what I expect. I think it'll be,
you know. Tears, avoiding tears might be the goal.
I mean, or just not letting it interfere with the performance.
fair enough. How about you, Franz?
I totally second that. I think it's going to be really intense for us. And I'm worried about that. There's going to be some percentage of the fan base that won't make it to the concert. they might need to pace themselves that day.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that they get a great to enjoy point, the boy. Experience.
Yeah.
You gotta pace yourself, you know? And so that means you'll be, moving forward. You're watching every night of the opening band set in its entirety, because you never know when it's going to happen again. Other than The Hold Steady, if you could go see an artist or band play live tonight, right? Everyone was vaccinated. What band would you want to go see where their music is great, but their live show sort of transforms into, you got to be there?
Well, I'm going to say Springsteen, because, you know, I mean, that's the peak to me of a live performance. And that just seems like to be able to come out of the pandemic and see Bruce play would be, again, maybe overwhelming. I would guarantee tears, but if I'm only in the audience, I'm not as worried about it.
You're allowed. You are totally allowed at that point. Franz, what about you? Is there a band that you would really want to go see first on your list?
I don't know. I might just wander into a random show, you know, to see how somebody who's not a pro handles that feeling. Yeah. You know, like Springsteen, I feel like is someone who knows how to handle strong emotion and channel it into the show. But, you know, what about some random band who's finally getting to play again in front of 20 people?
Yeah. And it might color your experience as someone walking in. This is the greatest band I have ever seen.
Yes. I love you guys. Let me buy you don't have anything. I can't buy it.
I can't wait for this experience. It's going to be so great.
Yeah.
You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, hanging out with The Hold Steady. A couple of quick questions before we get going. And Craig, you know, as we mentioned, Open Door Policy, written before the pandemic. And I think we're really at this point where we're first starting to see full albums that were conceived and written over this past year. And I guess we're going to see it for the foreseeable future. You know, you seem to be someone who really draws details from being out in the world. And, you know, we haven't really been able to be out in the world. Did you do any writing during the pandemic? And did you find that your experiences have changed, or how, what you wrote about changed?
You know, what I have had a strange experience. I've been able to write quite a bit, but I have not been able to edit very well. And I, I think that that missing your normal life, it has somehow affected me in that I can look at what I've written and I can't tell more so than normal whether it's any good or not, or whether it's worth pursuing. So I just have piled up this massive amount of stuff. So I've been able to work, which is great. But I think that some lack of your normal life is sort of somehow you bounce things off your normal life. And in the absence of that, it's been hard to edit.
Interesting. Interesting. Speaking of writing, Franz, your debut novel is coming out in June. Tell me about Someone Should Pay for Your Pain.
Someone Should Pay for Your Pain is about an aging singer-songwriter who is sort of lost perspective on who he is, and his teenage niece runs away from home and shows up on sort of on his doorstep as he's on the road and wants to come on the road with him, and he goes from there. Right. Yeah, that's out in June.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that. Do you find that it's different writing, like how do you approach writing a book versus, say, a collection of songs?
Writing a book takes way longer, and you you can't get the feedback, right? Like, if you write a song, you know, it doesn't always happen that it happens in an afternoon, but you can reasonably expect that to happen from time to time. And if you want to, you could go out and play it in front of people and see how they react. And writing a book, you just have to commit, you know, in some cases years of your life before you can get any feedback on whether a random person thinks it's any good. So that's a little stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Craig, have you read it?
No, I've not read it, but I think that's that what Franz is talking about was why I think I've never been able to write anything beyond songs, is that I think I need the immediate having your friends around being like, no, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's really fair. Yeah. I imagine having to sit with something and then an editor taking 18 months of your life or 24 months of your life that you've written, just going boom, 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 boom. It's almost like a meteor strike as opposed to like slow and subtle feedback that comes, you know, over the course of, you know, writing an album. Guys, this has been an absolute pleasure. We've got one more song to get to. Appropriately going out with Sequestered in Memphis after a bunch of us being sequestered in our own homes for almost a year. What interested you in playing it? Is it just something that felt right for the time, or is it just something that you... is a good audience reaction?
Well, two things. I mean, it's one of the songs that is, you know, it's been one of our biggest songs. We had the horns there. We had a horn section there. So we know that that was going to sound great. That's always fun to play. And this is, you know, we talk about making things that age well. You know, Sequestered in Memphis was written in for our Stay Positive record in 2008. And in 2010, Steve Selvidge, our guitar player, joined the band from Memphis, born and bred, and still lives there. So this song kind of takes on a little extra power knowing that we've got some Memphis on the stage with us.
Beautiful. Let's hear it. It's Sequestered in Memphis. It's The Hold Steady, recorded live for the World Cafe.
Getting pretty sick of this interview. Peanut,
Texas, sequestered in Memphis, subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. I think she drove a new Mustang. Guess it might be a rental. I remember she had satellite radio. I guess she seemed a bit nervous. Do you think I'm that stupid? What the hell? Tell my story again. And for like, she looked alright. Empty like, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was desperate too. Getting pretty sick of this interview. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Subpoenaed in Texas, sequestered in Memphis.
From the Brooklyn Bowl in New York, it's The Hold Steady with Sequestered in Memphis. Their new album is Open Door Policy. It is available now. Franz, Craig, thank you guys so much for coming on, doing this for us. And please come and see us in Philadelphia when the light has fully arrived at the end of the tunnel.
We can't wait. Thanks so much.
You got it. This is The World Cafe.